请我们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our head and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall begin afternoon service.
唱诗一百七十八首。
Let's sing him 178. Peace to all of you.
我想继续跟大家来查考服事的比喻。
We will continue to study the parable of servitude.
在哥林多前后书里面服事一共有九个比喻。
There are nine parables in 1 and 2 Corinthians.
就是用我们每一天生活很具体的一些例子来让我们学习怎么服事神。
So examples from our daily lives. In which we can learn how to serve.
今天早上我们学习服事就是在做父亲。
And this morning we learn about how we serve by being a father.
我们教会里面需要我们帮忙的弟兄姐妹都好像是我们的儿女。
All those brothers and sisters in the church who need our help are like our children.
那这个帮忙不一定是指物质上的。
Now this help or assistance is not necessarily in the material sense.
更重要是指在灵性上。
But most importantly, it is in the spiritual sense.
那我们弟兄姊妹的关系是一种灵的关系。
And our relationship with brothers and sisters is a very spiritual one.
那这个灵的关系就是从神来的。
And this spiritual relationship comes from God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以这个关系是爱的关系。
And so this is a relationship of love.
我们在教会里面的服事最重要的不是事情，是人。
In the church, our servitude should be much more than getting things done, but be about our relationship with other people.
那即使我们很努力在做事，到最后的目标也是希望人能够得到造就。
So even though as we do our best to get things accomplished, what's most important, what is the ultimate goal of our servitude is to edify other people.
所以我们在教会服事不是像一种职业性的在做师父。
And so when we serve in the church, we are not so much doing a job or just going about an occupation.
我们是生命性的，好像父亲一样。
We are like a father who is giving life to our children.
那这个是没有时间限制的。
There is no time limit to this responsibility.
这个是没有地点限制的。
And there is no limitation to the space on time or time.
做父亲有下班的时间吗？
Does a father ever get off work from being a father?
没有。
No.
有时候你在晚上睡觉，你会想到孩子。
When you are sleeping at night, you think about your kids.
你找到很远的地方，你会想到孩子。
You may be very, very far away from them, you still think about them.
因为有爱，就有关系。
Because where there is love, there is concern.
有爱的时候，你就没有关系，就没有结束。
Where there is love, there is no end to a relationship.
所以我们在这个基础之下，我们在服侍神。
So it is on such a basis that we serve in the church.
所以怎么从这种职业性的好像做师父能够提升到做父亲这个就是我们的努力。
And so what we should really strive for is to elevate our service from one that is getting things done to one that is pushing relationships with our brothers and sisters.
老师看学生可能没有感觉。
Perhaps when the teacher looks at his or her students, he or she doesn't feel anything about them.
因为这里面没有爱。
Because there may not be love.
但是父亲看孩子是有感觉的。
But when a father sees his own children, he feels something for them.
因为这里面有爱。
For there is love.
所以我们在看弟兄姊妹，如果没有感觉，这个表示已经没有神的爱在我们当中。
And if you are just nonchalant when seeing our brothers and sisters, then there's no love in you for them.
但是当我们有爱的时候，我们一定会有感觉。
But if we love, we will feel for them.
所以保罗在看哥林多这样很多问题， 保罗不只是知识上告诉他对错，保罗从心里面对他们的错感觉到非常的痛苦。
So when Paul pointed out the shortcomings and the weaknesses of the Corinthian church, he not only talked to them about it in knowledge, but also feel for them in their troubles.
这个叫做当父亲。
And this is how to be a father.
所以保罗到最后说，你们就是我的喜乐。
That is why Paul concludes, you are my joy.
为什么？
Why?
但因为当你所爱的孩子，他长大了，他过着一个非常成熟的生活，这个就是我们的满足。
Our satisfaction comes from seeing our loved ones grow in the spirit.
所以虽然付出代价看孩子，这个是痛，有时候是一种牺牲。
Oftentimes it's such a great sacrifice to keep giving ourselves for our children.
但是看到孩子成长，这是一种喜乐。
But it is such a joy to see them grow.
所以服侍神是一种喜乐。
That is why serving God is such a joy.
我们的喜乐就是从弟兄姐妹来的。
And our joy comes from our brothers and sisters.
那服侍神在哥林多前书第九章有另外一个比喻。
There is another parable of servitude in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
好，我们看哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但是得奖的只有一个人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得到奖赏。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize.
人生好像一条路。
Our life is like a journey.
但是每一个人这个路的长短不一样。
Everyone will go through different lengths of this journey.
摩西活了120年。
Moses lived for 120 years.
他在这条路跑了120年。
And for 120 years, he ran on this path of his life.
主耶稣只有33年。
Our Lord Jesus only lived for 33 years.
但是每一个人到人生终点的时候都会有一个结论。
But everyone at the end point of his life will come to a conclusion.
这个结论就是，到底我活一辈子，我得到什么？
And this conclusion can be phrased as a question, what have I gained after going through my life?
这个是最重要的问题。
This is the most important question.
但是我们人常常没有去想。
But often we do not think about it.
或者我们去想，想不到答案。
Or perhaps we're cognizant of it and yet not know the answer to it.
我活的一辈子，到底我在追求什么？
We have been living our life, but what exactly are we pursuing?
那这个地方告诉我们说，赛跑，我们就是赛跑，到最后就是要得奖。
This verse reminds us that we should run in such a way as to get the prize.
这个就是我们的努力，将来要得奖。
This is our pursuit.To receive our prize.
我常常在想圣经里面的两个老人。
I often think about two old men in the Bible.
可能有一天我也会变成老人。
Perhaps one day I will get old like these two people.
那我就在想，我人生的结论到底是这两个人当中的哪一个？
And I thought to myself, what kind of life would I model after?
第一个老人传道书。讲的所罗门。
The first person is King Solomon.
以现在的标准，他什么都有。
By today's standard, he had everything.
我们人生努力在追求的，他都有。
Whatever we are busying ourselves with, he already has.
你要知识，他有知识。
If you want knowledge, he has it already.
你要智慧，他有智慧。
You want wisdom, he has it too.
你要财富，他有财富。
You want wealth, he has it.
你要享受，他有享受。
He has all kinds of enjoyment.
你要权力，他有权力。
He has all kinds of power.
但是他人生的结论是什么？
But what is the conclusion of his life?
传道书里面重复很多虚空。
The repetitive or recurring theme in the book of Ecclesiastes is vanity.
也就是他人生跑到尽头，他发现要抓到什么东西，他发现他抓不到。
In other words, as he approaches the end of his life, he finds that there's nothing that he could grab hold of.
因为他人生的目标是地上的。
because his lifelong pursuit had been that of the world.
所以地上生活一结束，目标就消失。
And that is why as his life on earth comes to an end, his goal vanishes.
那目标消失，你过去几十年所奋斗的，你什么也抓不到。
And as your goal diminishes, you're trying to grab hold of nothing.
所以一辈子他是虚空。
And that is why his life was vain.
神有没有给他智慧？
Did God give him wisdom?
有没有给他机会？
Opportunity?
有没有给他能力？
Talent?
有没有给他钱财？
Wealth?
都有。
God gave him everything.
但是这一些给他的，他全部投资在地面上的目标。
But all these things from God, he put into the things of the world.
所以结论是虚空。
That is why his conclusion was that everything is vain.
那在提摩太后书里面呢、啊，这是保罗写的最后一封信。
Second Timothy was the final epistle of Apostle Paul to Timothy.
他马上就要为主殉道。
He was about to be martyred for God.
我发现他的结论又不一样。
And Paul had a very different conclusion about his life.
这个是我们常常在引用的一节圣经节。
This is a very often quoted verse.
第四章提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
从此有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是啊。按着公义审判的主到那日要赐给我的，不但要赐给我，也要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Chapter 4 verse 8 Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
这里说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
This verse tells us that there is in store for us the crown of righteousness.
这个冠冕不一定是真的说有一个你看得见摸得到的那个冠冕。
This crown may not refer to a tangible, touchable crown.
这个冠冕代表神给我们的一种荣耀。
This crown represents the glory that God will give us.
哥林多前书里面说。
The book of Corinthians tells us,
说日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光。
That the sun has its glory, the moon has its glory, and the stars have their glory as well.
每一个星荣光都不一样。
And each celestial body has a different amount of glory.
那接下去，死人复活也是这样。
And likewise, are those who are resurrected.
那将来我们都会死。
We will all die.
但有一天我们会再复活。
But one day we will all be resurrected.
但是复活以后啊，每个人都不一样。
After resurrection, each and every one of us will be very different.
有的人像太阳。
Some are like the sun.
好像主耶稣在遍貌山上，容貌放光，衣袍洁白，非常荣耀。
They are just like the glorious Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, where he shone forth light in white garment.
这个叫做荣耀的冠冕。
This is the crown of righteousness.
但是有的人像月亮。
There are some other people who will be like the moon.
他有荣耀，但是比起太阳是差很多。
They are glorious, but not to the extent of the sun.
但是有的人像星。
There are some others who will be like the stars.
他也有荣耀，但是比起月亮又差很多。
They are glorious, and yet compared to the moon, they are much less so.
那即使像星星，每个星星的荣耀都不一样。
And even as stars, each star would have a different radiance compared to the others.
所以我们现在读同一本圣经。
So even though we're all reading the same Bible,
我们拜同一个神。
We also worship the same God.
我们参加同一个教会。
And we attend the same church.
我们同样活着一辈子。
And we also live.Alive.
但是将来从死里复活，我们每一个人都不一样。
But ultimately, when we are resurrected from the dead, we will all be different.
所以这里说有公义和冠冕为我存留。
So this verse tells us that there is in store for us the crown of righteousness.
这个就是我们人生集中的追求。
This is the ultimate pursuit of our life.
希望我们能够回到神那里去。
Let's all be able to return to God.
而且从神能够得到奖赏。
And also to receive this reward that is only from God.
人活着一辈子就是在追求这个。
And you live through your life only to try to pursue this goal.
那接下来保罗说，不但要给我，也要给凡啊那个爱慕他显现的人。
Paul continues to say in this verse that not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
所以如果每一个人都爱神，也渴慕主耶稣将来能够再来带我们回到天国，我们就有可能会得到那个荣耀的冠冕。
So every one of us who loves God and who longs for his coming will one day receive this crown of righteousness.
所以我们就看保罗对人生的结论是不虚空的。
And so we see the conclusion of Paul's life is not in vain.
那为什么他活着一辈子人生不虚空，所罗门活着一辈子觉得很虚空？
So why is it that Paul finds fulfillment at the end of his life and Solomon found only vanity?
因为他生活的内容不一样。
Paul led a very different life than that of Solomon.
他人生集中的追求不一样。
Paul had a different pursuit of his life.
所以第七节说，买好的仗我打过了。
That is why verse 7 tells us, I have fought the good fight.
这个是属灵的。
This is a spiritual battle.
这是为神的。
This is for God.
那当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
这是属灵的。
This is also spiritual.
不是地上的。
This is not of the world.
所信的道我守住了。
I have kept the faith.
这也是属灵的。
This is also spiritual.
可见我们活在很现实的社会当中，我们需要把人生的生活的层面往上提升，进到属灵里面，这样人生才不会虚空。
This goes to show us that even though we live in this very pragmatic society, we need to elevate our lives in such a way that we will be fulfilled and satisfied in the spiritual sense.
这个就是基督徒跟一般人不同的地方。
And this is where we are different from the people of the world.
我们活在同一个世界。
We may live in the same world.
但是我们活在不同一个心境里面。
And yet we live in a very different mindset.
我们活在属灵，在日光之上。
We are living beyond the lights in the spiritual realm.
所以我们回到哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
所以我们要这样跑，好叫我们能够得奖赏。
We must run in such a way as to receive this gift or reward.
我们知道很快在中国的北京要奥林匹克运动会。
We all know about the upcoming Olympic Games in Beijing, China.
你会发现每一个国家的选手都一直在准备。
And you will find the athletes from all countries competing in this game.
那有时候这个准备的过程啊，其实是很单调的。
And these athletes have to go through a very laborious training process before they participate in the game.
比方说，美国曾经有一个教练，他训练这个游泳啊，在奥林匹克得到好几面奖牌。
For instance, there's a coach in the United States who trained a few athletes who won many awards in the Olympic Games.
但是这个教练本身不会游泳。
But this coach doesn't even know how to swim.
但是他训练出来会得金牌。
But the swimmers he trained received many medals.
那他怎么训练？
How did he do it?
他就把那个过去游泳得过奖牌的就用这个摄影机把它摄下来。
He took many different video clips of how previous medalists swam.
就是一个人要进水那个姿态要怎么进去。
And he would analyze and study how a swimmer would dive into the water.
那每一个动作要怎么做。
And how each movement, body movement would be carried out.
那每一个他训练的人就要照那个姿态那个动作这样一直练一直练，练到最后变成你自然的一部分。
And he would train all his swimmers to do likewise and make them do many repetitions of the same movement.
那一种操练可能是几个月，可能是几年。
And such kind of training can go on for months and years.
所以在得奖的时候很荣耀。
It may be glorious to receive a medal.
但是背后所隐藏那种训练、那种单调、那种牺牲是很大的。
But the training behind the scene is so laborious and and boring.
又好像这个大概中国人最会打乒乓球。
The Chinese are good at ping pong.
啊，常常都是第一名。
And they often win prizes in table tennis tournaments.
他打到眼睛合起来，他也可以打。
And these athletes can hit the ball without opening their eyes.
那个拍子要他要打哪一点就可以打到哪一点。
And they can hit any sweet spot on the table.
那到最后那个拍子好像变成他手的一部分了。
And the paddle is just an extension of their arms.
那他不晓得打了多少次。
And they practiced numerous times.
到最后，他得奖了。
Until finally, they win their medals.
所以我们在这个世界上啊，为着要得到一个奖牌，这所花下的时间是很多的。
So just imagine the inordinate amount of time the athletes train in order to win something.
有一个弟兄啊，他家里面有一个那个马拉松的这个奖牌。
A brother has a medal from running a marathon.
他告诉我大概是第三千名还是两千名。
He was either the 2,000th or the 3,000th one who completed a marathon.
那有的弟兄笑他，这个两千名的奖牌你还挂在这里。
And another brother laughed at him. You even put this up on your wall?
你如果第二、第三，还很荣耀，两千你还挂在这里。
If you are the second or the third, perhaps you have a reason for putting it up.
他说你不知道啊，纽约跑马拉松是三万人啊。
Do you know that the marathon in New York had 30,000 participants?
那我三千表示我胜过两万七千个人。
So if I'm at the 3,000th place, I was ahead of 27,000 people.
那这样一想起来，这个三千也不简单了。
So it is not an easy thing to, it is not an easy accomplishment.
啊，那为了得到这个第三千名啊，他常常跑马拉松。
So in order to participate in the marathon, he used to train for it.
那跑马拉松的时候，把身体所有不要的全部都拿掉，最简单的方法就跑。
He would get rid of any extraneous things on his body to lighten the weight.
所以一个人如果你有一个目标，你要达到那个目标，常常需要牺牲，而且常常需要付出。
And that is why, as we set on a goal of our life, we will pursue it without any encumbrances.
诸位，如果你想在公司得到很高的职位。
Now, hypothetically speaking, if you have climbed up the corporate ladder and reach a certain status,
常常这要很大的牺牲。
You will realize that you have put in a lot and sacrificed a lot.
有时候大家还没有上班，你上班了；大家下班，你还没有下班。
You may be in the office before and after everyone came or left.
所以你就突出了。
And that is how you get ahead.
那有时候你生活这个报酬就比较高。
And obviously, you reap the reward of being high up in the corporate ladder.
但是这后面有很多的牺牲。
But there is so much sacrifice behind the scene.
所以我们要得到什么，我们常常需要付出什么。
That is why to obtain something, you need to give something.
但是我们常常就是在属灵上啊，希望将来我跟保罗一样得到荣耀的冠冕。
But ironically, in the spiritual sense, we all want to receive this crown of righteousness just as Paul did.
但是我活在世界上，我要跟所罗门一样。
And yet, we want to be like King Solomon as we live in this world.
他说虚空，我最少也要尝试一下嘛，我自己去证明虚空。
And we would like to be in this unique position to experience how vain life would be, just as King Solomon had experienced it for himself.
所以我们理想都是地上的。
And that is why our goals in life are all about the things of the world.
请问你为公司牺牲多少？很多。
You may have sacrificed quite a bit for your job.
可能说人生最精华的时间全部卖给公司了。
Perhaps you have sacrificed the prime of your life for the company you work for.
从30岁，如果你能够一直做到65岁不被 lay off 啊，35年。
Now, if you were to work for the same company from 30 years old to 65, you have worked through the bulk of your life.
如果年薪10万，你赚350万。
So assuming that you're making $100,000 a year, you make $3.5 million over a lifetime.
最宝贵的时间卖给他了，350万。
That is in exchange for the prime of your life.
所以你很辛苦。
You work hard.
请问你为家庭付出多少？
Let me ask you, how much have you put in for your family?
孩子越多，付出越多。
The more kids you have, the more you put into your family.
所以再进再出。
You will chauffeur them around.
要学美术，要学艺术，要学游泳，要学怎么跆拳道。
And you take them to all different classes, art classes, swimming classes, what have you.
啊，希望他能够很突出，望子成龙。
Only in the hope that they will become outstanding in their fields.
所以我们在世界上有一个理想，我们都是付出很多。
And so, when we have an ideal that we pursue in this life, we put in a great deal.
这个本来就是应该这样的。
This is the way it's supposed to be.
但是我们现在要问一个问题。
But now we have to ask a question.
如果我希望将来在天国得到一个更大的奖赏。
If we want to receive a greater reward in heaven.
就是二十五节说那不能坏的冠冕。
Which verse 25 describes as the imperishable crown.
那请问我愿意付出多少。
Then it begs the question, how much are you willing to put forth yourself to receive this reward?
这个问题我们常常没有想。
We don't often think about these.
或者我们想过，我们做不出来。
Or perhaps we did think about these things, but never carry out what we intend to do.
啊，这里特别一个比较。
Here is a comparison.
说一个是能坏的冠冕。
One is a perishable crown.
就是时间长了，那个就没有荣耀，就坏掉了。
A crown or a gold that will vanish and diminish over time.
请问你整个家里面客厅都摆满着奖牌。有一天你死的时候，这些荣耀归于谁？
When you die, one day, all the awards and all the plaques that you receive in your lifetime will be meaningless.
因为我们人一死了，这些荣耀就没有了。
Because all these temporary symbols of glory will fade once we die.
所以这个是会荣坏的冠冕。
And these things are like perishable crowns.
那下面说我们得的是不能坏的冠冕。
But the verse continues to tell us that there is a crown that will last forever.
那在彼得前书里面他这样在描写。
First Peter tells us.
好，我们看彼得前书。
First Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4,
说可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业。
And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
这用三个不在形容啊。
There are three verbs here that describes this inheritance.
不能朽坏。
Never perish.
不是金银啊。
Not silver or gold.
啊，不能玷污。
Never spoil.
永远是新的。
It is forever new.
不会衰残。
Never fade.
那这个就是，既然都不会改变了，这个是最好的。
Since this inheritance does not change or deteriorate, it is the best for us.
那为你们存留在天上的基业。
And the verse continues to say this inheritance is kept in heaven for us.
这个叫做活泼的盼望。
This is our living hope.
就是我们一生努力的目标。
It is also the goal that we strive with our life.
所以保罗在告诉我们服侍神啊，要为着这个不能朽坏的冠冕来努力。
That is why Paul encourages us all to pursue this imperishable crown.
我最近遇到两个传道同工。
Recently, I met two co-workers.
有一个五十五岁，他说：“我还有十年。
”One is 55 years old, and he told me I have 10 more years.
他说：“我一生最想就是当传道。
”What I really want to do in my life is to become a pastor.
所以还十年，我每一天呢都很把握。
I have 10 more years and I cherish each day of my life.
我看他的这个 schedule, 他一年大概只有三个月在家。
When I look at his schedule, he only spends 3 months at home out of the whole year.
但是我每次遇到他说啊你一天在家这么短啊会不会有问题。
And every time I would ask him, will there be a problem if you are away from home so, for so long?
他说没有。
No, he replied.
虽然不在家，神的恩典很丰富。
Even though he was always absent in his house, he was filled with the grace of God.
大家都希望有温暖的家。
Everyone hopes for a warm loving family.
但是要把神的工作做好，做完。
But to complete the work of the Lord successfully.
他的恩赐跟职位去必须常常离开家。
He had to leave his home, to fulfill the mission and the talents that God has given him.
这个就是牺牲。
This is sacrifice.
如果我们在属灵上有一个盼望。
Now, if we have this living hope,
那又是这么宝贵。
And it's such a precious hope.
那牺牲就值得了。
Then it is worthy for us to sacrifice for this goal.
如果世界上的好都会过去。
If all the goodness of the world will pass away one day.
那是不是值得我们一生投下去？这个就值得我们考虑。
Then it is worthy of our contemplation whether we should put so much of ourselves into pursuing these fleeting goals.
有时候我看到一个人活到六十岁了，还一直在加班上班。
Sometimes,
我常常在想为什么。
Sometimes I can't help but wonder why people would put in overtime even in their 60s just to work more.
如果经济有困难，这可以了解。
I can understand it if they are in financial difficulty.
那如果经济也没有困难，子女也长大了。
But if they are not in any financial difficulty and their children have grown up,
请问你天天加班，把你所有的时间都投进去，是为着追求什么？
I can't help but want to ask these people a question. Why are you doing this?
这个我们要常常要想。
Think about it.
所以二十六节。
Verse 26.
我奔跑不是无定向，我斗拳不是打空气。
Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air.
奔跑就是一种忙碌的表现。
Running is an action of being busy.
我们停下来就很安静了。
When we stop, we become calmer.
所以对保罗来讲，我每一天生活很忙碌，我不是没有方向的。
Paul says here, I do not run like a man running aimlessly.
每一天的生活我是有方向的。
Paul ran with a great sense of direction.
请问我们的人生方向是什么？
Now, what is the direction of our life?
圣经用迷失，主耶稣用迷失来描写两个人。
Our Lord Jesus used the word lost to describe two people.
第一个是浪子。
The first person is the prodigal son.
这个父亲说，这个孩子是失而复得。
The father said that he is one who is lost but now and found.
那这个浪子迷失在哪里？
Where was this prodigal son lost?
他为着自由。
He was lost in search of his freedom.
所以他搬很远到父亲看不到的地方。
He moved to a remote place where he could no longer see his father.
今天的自由是什么？
Today, where or what is our freedom?
我不需要神，我想过一个我想过的生活方式。
The misguided notion of freedom is that we do not need God and I want to live the life I want.
因为一旦有神，我就受到限制。
Because where there is God's presence, my freedom is curbed.
因为我必须接受神的话的引导。
Because I have to obey the word of God.
神变成我的主人。
God becomes my master.
所以没有神我就自由了。
So without God, I am free.
所以虽然很多的基督徒相信有神，
So even though many Christians believe in God,
他其实是过着没有神的生活。
They live a godless life.
谁是神？
Who is God?
他自己就是自己的神。
They themselves are their own God.
因为他的心里面他最大。
Because in their hearts, they are the top priority.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
神像雨伞一样，下雨拿来撑一撑，等到天晴了之后就摆在一旁了。
God is an umbrella that is being used when it's raining and put aside when it's not.
自己就是神呢。
They themselves are God.
这种生活是没有方向的，是迷失的。
Such life is lost and aimless.
另外一个迷失。
Another person who was lost.
就是那个税吏长撒该。
Was Zacchaeus, the tax collector.
主耶稣描写他过去是迷失的。
Our Lord Jesus described him as lost.
为什么迷失？
Why?
他为着钱。
He was all for the money he could make.
所以他很多钱。
He had a lot of money.
但是大家很讨厌他。
But everybody hated him.
为什么？
Why?
因为他用多不正当的方法榨取很多钱。
He gained much of his wealth in an unruly way.
今天什么会让我迷失？
Today, what will cause us to be lost?
钱。
Money.
你想想看，从早上起床到晚上睡觉。
Think about it, from the moment you get up to the moment you go to sleep.
在这个当中我们想到钱有几分钟？
How many minutes do you think about money?
所有有关赚钱、存钱、生利息、用钱。
We think about all kinds of ways to generate wealth, to earn interest, to invest, and so on.
我们有花了多少时间？
How much have you spent thinking about these things?
从早上起来到晚上睡觉。
From the moment you get up to the moment you go to bed.
我想到神有多少时间？
How much time have we spent thinking about God?
有时候连一分钟也没有。
Not even 1 minute.
但是整天都在想钱。
But all day long we think about money.
那这样我们就迷失了。
We are lost.
生活没有神，只有钱。
We do not have God in our lives.
以为有钱有一切。
Thought of making money, and we think that having money means having everything.
没有钱就没有一切。
And where there is no money, we will have nothing.
其实没有神就迷失了。
But we are actually lost without God in our
lives. 我们是钱在引导，不是神在引导。
We are led by money and not by God.
有钱的地方我就愿意去。
Where there is money, we will go.
能够赚钱的我就做。
Where we can make money, we will do it.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
我们有没有下来求问神呢？
Do we ever come before His presence to seek His His will?
所以追求自由，追求钱财。常常会让人失去人生的方向。
And so oftentimes in pursuit of freedom and wealth, we are lost as to the direction of our lives.
那这里说我奔跑不像无定向。
But Paul reminds us that he does not run like a man running aimlessly.
那我们的定向是什么？
Where is our goal?
就是要达到神要我们的目标。
Our goal is to accomplish the mission that God has set forth for us.
那这个神要我们的目标有两个。
There are two things that God demands of us.
如果从二十七节念起来，有两个目标。
There are two goals in verse 27.
我们看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
二十七节看起来啊，保罗有两个目标。
There are two goals in Paul's life in verse 27.
第一个是传福音给别人，让人能得救。
First of all, he was to preach the gospel to others so that they may all be saved.
第二个
Secondly,
是希望他本身也能得救。
He hoped that he himself would not be disqualified for the prize.
这个就是他人生两个目标。
These are the two major goals of his life.
因此他生活很忙碌，就是朝着这个两个目标去努力。
That is why he is so busy in his life, in pursuit of these two goals.
第一个，神把传福音的工作交付给他。
First of all, God has already commissioned him to preach the gospel to others.
所以他要把它做完，他要把它做好，在神面前有交代。
That is why he has to bring this mission or goal into completion.
好，我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
好，哥林多前书九章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16.
我传福音原是没有可夸口的，因为我是不得已的。我不传福音便有祸了。十七节。
17.
我若甘心做这个事，就有赏赐。
16. Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach.Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. 17. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.
这里说，我如果不传，就有祸了。
Woe to me if I do not preach, says Paul.
为什么？
Why?
因为神要叫他做。
Because Paul, God had commissioned him to do it.
为什么他不可以不做？
Why could he not refrain himself from doing it?
因为神在他身上恩典很大。
Because God's grace upon him was great.
他是罪人的头。
He was the chief of all sinners.
神把他赦免。
And yet God forgave him.
神把他提升。
God elevated him.
变成神的儿子。
To become a child of God.
使徒。
To become an apostle.
是代表耶稣的大使。
To become the ambassador that represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是保罗不配的。
And this is something that Paul was never worthy of.
但是神给他。
But God gave it to him.
这是一种恩典。
This is the grace of God.
那既然神的恩典给你这么大。
And since God has given him such immense grace,
神请你去分享主耶稣的福音给人，你能够说我不吗？
He could never refuse God's demand to have him preach this very same gospel he himself received to others.
所以他说我不传福音，我有祸了。独得恩典这么大，我不去做，我有祸了。
And that is why Paul said, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
那我要把它做好，要怎么做？
And how should I do it? He asked himself.
我们看啊，十九节。
Verse 19.
我虽然是自由的，无人管辖，然而我甘心做众人的仆人，为着要多得人。
Verse 19. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible.
大家都要做自由人。
Every one of us wants to be free.
很少人愿意做仆人。
Nobody wants to be a slave.
但是保罗说我是自由的。
But Paul here says, though I am free,
但是我选择做仆人。
I make myself a slave to everyone.
那为着要得到这些人。
To win as many as possible.
就是我要像基督一样服侍他们，把他们拯救过来。
He was to serve the multitude just as our Lord Jesus Christ did and to save them.
那虽然他是自由的。
Even though Paul was free.
那等他做仆人，他就没有自由了。
And yet he made himself a slave, and he lost his freedom.
为什么你当仆人你还有自由吗？
When he became a slave, he no longer had freedom.
你已经有主人了。
He had a master.
所以为着让这些人能够信主耶稣。
And all this simply to win as many as possible.
应该做的我就需要做。
And he would do whatever it takes to accomplish this mission.
因为我就是这些人的仆人啊。
Because he was a slave to everyone.
我要把他们拯救过来。
And he was to snatch them out of the bondage of Satan.
所以二十节
，verse 20。
像犹太人，我就做着犹太人。
To the Jews, I became like a Jew.
像律法下的人，我就做律法下的人。
To those under the law, I became like one under the law.
这个年轻的时候很好做，年纪大一点的不好做。
When we're younger, this may be easier to do, but as we grow older, it becomes more difficult.
因为年轻的时候有弹性。
When we're younger, we tend to have more flexibility.
你到印度去，你就吃辣的。
When you go to India, you eat spicy food just like the Indians do.
那你就为了要引导他们，你就吃辣的。
And in order to lead them to Christ, you will take on the lifestyle that they do.
那你到非洲去，你就吃非洲人吃的。
When you go to Africa, you would eat what they eat.
非洲人只有一味，就是常常就是番薯粉。
Most Africans only eat one kind of food.
那你就跟他们一样啊。
And you do the same.
所以你到哪里就做什么人。
So wherever you go, you take on the lifestyle of the people there.
你到文化高的地方，你就活在好像王宫里面。
And when you go to a more advanced society, you may live like a king.
你到生活水准比较低的地方，你就活像乞丐。
But when you go to a less developed country, you live like a beggar.
那就是各种不同的环境，你要去适应。
Whatever the circumstance, we will adapt ourselves.
为着到最后让他们能够信耶稣。
Only for the sake of winning as many souls as possible.
这个就是保罗的牺牲。
This is the sacrifice of Paul.
他要达到神要他达到的目标。
He would take all measures to accomplish the goal that God has entrusted him.
使他在神面前有交代，能够从神得到奖赏。
He wanted to receive this award by accomplishing what God has asked him to do.
所以啊。这里在讲哦，我们如果要得到奖赏，我们要付代价。
And so we have to pay a price to receive this reward from God.
我们再看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's return to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要叫人与人同得这福音的好处。
I do all this for the sake of the gospel that I may share in its blessings.
所以到最后只有一件事情。
Ultimately, there's only one thing that matters.
只要让人能够得福音，我什么都可以做。
I can do everything in order that everyone receives this gospel.
那像什么人，我就可以做什么人。
And I can be just like anyone whom I want to preach to.
这个就是保罗的目标。
This is Paul's goal.
这个就是保罗的牺牲。
This is Paul's sacrifice.
所以难怪他活的一辈子，他很有把握，神会给我公义的冠冕。
No wonder he had this deep conviction that he will ultimately receive the crown of righteousness that God had promised
him. 因为他已经付出了代价，完成神给他的托付。
He had paid the price to complete successfully the mission that God has entrusted him.
所以服侍神就是这样赛跑，到最后要得奖赏。
And that is why serving God is just like an athlete running through the race to win the award.
你要抓住目标，全力以赴。
You have to fix our eyes on the goal and do our best.
所有不需要的全部都可以把它放在一旁。
And you will get rid of anything extraneous.
为着让你能够跑得久，跑得晚。
Only that we can have the stamina to run and finish the race.
很多生活不需要的都可以把它舍掉。
Get rid of everything that is not needed in your life.
不是不可以有。
It's not that you can't have what you want.
而是为着达到目标，你觉得这个不需要。
But that for the sake of accomplishing this goal that God has entrusted us, you will get rid of anything that is not needed.
这是一种牺牲。
Obviously, this is a sacrifice.
但是这也是我们能够达到目标很重要的一种方法。
But this is one of the many important ways that we have to go through to accomplish this goal.
所以人生目标到底在哪里？
So what is the goal of our life?
就是要讨神喜欢。
To please God.
完成神给我们的托付。
To accomplish what he has commissioned us.
这个就是人生的目标。
This is our life. This is our goal.
地上的目标。
The things or the goals of this life.
到最后也是要来完成神给我们的目标。
Will ultimately come back to the goal that God has entrusted us.
我为什么要受教育？
Why is it that we are educated?
因为我希望能够好的装备服侍神。
We hope that we are fully equipped to work for God.
我为什么要赚钱？
Why do I need to make money?
因为我希望钱来爱神爱人。
It is only because we want to love God and love man through our wealth.
即使有一天我们得到一个地位，神给我们。
Even if we gain a certain amount of status that God has given us,
我们也希望能够借这个地位所发出来的影响力，使人能够荣耀神。
We would hope that through this status or influence that we have, we will be able to bring the gospel to others.
所以在基督里面，我们有一个完全换新的生活目标跟观念。
So in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have a fully transformed mindset.
不是为我们自己。
We don't live for ourselves.
是为主耶稣。
But for God.
这是第一个保罗要完成的目标。
This is the very first goal that Paul wanted to accomplish.
第二个目标。
Second goal.
二十七节第一句话。
In verse 27.
我攻克己身，叫身服我。
Now I beat my body and make it my slave.
因为有的人传福音给别人，到最后自己不能得救。
And he hoped that he would not like be like some others who were disqualified.After preaching the gospel,
也就是说，圣工做很多，做到最后自己不能得救。
In other words, there are some people who work so hard for God, and yet they themselves could not be saved.
这很可惜呀。
This is a pity.
我们把别人带到天国路上。
Just imagine if you were to bring everybody to this road to salvation.
但是有一天我们到天国门，主耶稣说你不可以进去。
But one day, when you are at the gate, our Lord Jesus says, you cannot enter.Into this kingdom.
但是你所带的人都进去了。
But all of those that you bring will enter.
哇，那这个是心酸酸的。
How would you feel?
所以保罗说，我也希望我能进去。
That is why Paul says, I hope to enter as well.
我要怎么能进去呢？
How can I enter?
我要攻克己身，叫身服我。
Paul says, I will beat my body and make it my slave.
可见我们在天国路上有两个力量。
There are two.Forces that is working for and against us.
一个是内在那个属灵的我。
One is a spiritual self that is in us.
另外一个是肉体所带来那种犯罪的欲望，那个世界的我。
And another is the carnal self that brings the desires of the world into our hearts.
那我要攻克己身，原文就是痛打我自己，我要让自己受苦，让我这个里面那个肉体这个世界的我能够被顺服下来。
Paul says here that I beat my body and make him my slave. In other words, he would beat up his carnal self so that it will be in submission to his spiritual self.
那属灵我得胜。
And the spiritual self will be triumphant.
这样我们做圣工做了一生，我们才能够得救。
Only when we're in this state can we ultimately receive salvation after working for God.
所以为着得着那个 更美好的冠冕。
So in order to receive this better crown,
保罗奔跑有方向。
Paul had a goal in his life.
他斗拳，他出力量是有目标的，不是打空气的。
And he did not run like a man running aimlessly, and he did not fight like a man beating the air.
他每一个力量出去，每一个决定都是帮助他达到那个目标。
Every action, and every deed that he took, meant something to toward the goal.
所以我们在服侍神，就是在当运动员。
So when we're serving God, we should think like an athlete.
我们最后要得奖赏。
We will ultimately receive our reward.
但是我们要全力以赴。
But we have to do our utmost best.
一切的牺牲，必须的，我们都要牺牲。
We have to sacrifice all that is necessary to be sacrificed.
最后的赏赐是非常的荣耀。
And our ultimate reward will be glorious.
一切莫等。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen. Let's take a break.